Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Investors decide the fate of an international furniture giant today, and could Catalonia's elections finally end its political crisis?
We'll have more stability, confidence, and trust will be regained.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Steinhoff was South Africa's IKEA, with tentacles in Europe and the US. But after a massive accounting scandal, the company meets its bankers in London today to decide its fate. Steinhoff owns Houston-based mattress firm. David Shapiro, deputy chairman at Sasfin Wealth in Johannesburg, told me its importance.
The whole model was to build cheap furniture in emerging countries where labor was cheap and sell them into more advanced economies like Europe, like the United States, like the UK. This was a huge business on the South African Stock Exchange.
So what happened earlier this month when its share price suddenly fell off a cliff?
A year ago, we had been alerted by the German authorities that they were investigating the company. 2 weeks ago, we were waiting for results, and that results would be coming out, but they would be unaudited, which is unheard of. And then a few days later, the CEO, Marcus Huster, resigned under the allegations of financial irregularities.
Reports suggest that it's something like a 6 billion euro hole in their finances.
We don't know the exact hole. The big worry is that when you have accusations of financial irregularities, you wonder, you know, what the true valuations are.
Now, Steinhoff meets its lenders in London today. What are the options going to be, and how's that going to affect other businesses like the US-based mattress firm?
As you mentioned, in the US, you have mattress firm, which is a fairly new acquisition, and it wasn't exactly a thriving business. What kind of pressure will the bankers put on them, and how are they going to fill this hole?
David Shapiro, let's do the numbers. Steinhoff is trading higher in Germany, but since news of the accounting scandal broke earlier this month, the company's shares have plunged more than 80%. Meanwhile, stocks in Asia ended the session mixed, and major European averages are little changed. Now, speaking of exchanges, London's biggest boardroom battle in years reaches a climax today. Shareholders vote to decide the future of the London Stock Exchange chairman, Donald Brydon, who some see as having forced out the former CEO, Xavier Rolet. Russ Mould is investment director at AJ Bell.
Christopher Hone is a major shareholder in the company with a 5% stake in his fund, the Children's Fund. He wanted Mr. Rolet to stay, and he blames Mr. Brydon for forcing him out against his will. But Sir Christopher is now venting his frustration on Mr. Brydon, who he feels has acted in an inappropriate manner, not only by forcing Mr. Rolet out, in his opinion, but also doing it in what was seen as a fairly secretive manner, because there were clauses that sort of imposed secrecy on everybody involved, which, from a corporate governance perspective, I admit, doesn't look particularly good.
So what do we expect at the shareholders' vote?
The fact that another major shareholder, the Qatari Sovereign Wealth Fund, appears to be throwing its weight behind Mr. Brydon. It's got an even bigger share than the Children's Fund. So I think that's a major swing factor. And ultimately, I think the big institutional shareholders, the pension funds, won't want to rock the boat anymore. The chief executive has gone. I don't think they'll want the chairman to go at the same time, so I would expect Mr. Brydon's position to remain unchanged. And I think he has also hinted already that he may not look to be re-elected himself in 2019, so they can start planning a succession for him as well.
Russ Mould. Now, this week could see an end to Catalonia's troubles. There'll be an election in the Spanish region on December 21st. In the autumn, Catalonia's attempt to break away from Spain following a disputed referendum unleashed a major political crisis, with the former president Carles Puigdemont in exile and several pro-independence politicians in prison. Lots is at stake. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco reports from Barcelona.
Throughout much of this autumn, pro-independence chants were a common sound on the streets of Barcelona. After weeks of turmoil, the Spanish government abruptly halted the drive for a new Catalan Republic and introduced direct rule. But Spain's political crisis has also had economic repercussions. I'm on the Ramblas, the boulevard in central Barcelona that's such a magnet for tourists. Now, Barcelona receives around 17 million tourists each year. But in October, tourist arrivals fell by 5%, a dip which has been attributed to the political turmoil. In addition, around 3,000 companies have moved their legal base out of Catalonia to other parts of Spain recently. Carlos Rivadulla is a Catalan businessman who has been extremely critical of the independence movement.
We have an opportunity with the coming elections. If we have a clear majority of pro-unity, pro-constitutional parties, yes, we'll have more stability, confidence and trust will be regained.
But polls suggest pro-independence parties could win more seats than the unionists. This campaign advert calls for Catalans to vote for Carles Puigdemont, the regional president who was removed from office by the central government. Speaking via video link recently from exile in Belgium, he fiercely defended the Catalan education system from Spanish interference. But there is a chance the election could lead to a stalemate, with no party able to form a government. The full result of the election will be known on the same day the annual Christmas lottery is held in Spain, with tickets on sale in the street. But this election, called by Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, might be his biggest gamble yet. In Barcelona, I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
Finally, pity the German bank clerk who counted 1.2 million pennies by hand. It took him 6 months alongside his other duties. A truck driver left them to his family. They added up to $9,400. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.